Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Some technical difficulties.
He is the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.
Hey. Here we are, Smooth Drama Live on a Thursday night. You're here with Butter Pecan and Dick Hugger.
Why can't you say my name?
Well, you're doing the closing, so, you know. Got a special show for you this evening. We're going to be interviewing Ben Sembrano, all-around athlete, protector of our waters in the Coast Guard, triathlon man, cyclist, you know, all around demon. So we'll be calling him in just a few minutes. Dick Hugger over here is trying to show off some muscles that he don't have. So we're going to give Ben a call in just a few moments. But we do want to say, if you want to call in to ask Mr. Ben some questions, you can call us at
646-929-2037.
Or you can send us an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And we are still promoting them thongs, or Dick is promoting the thongs. We're promoting the boxers. And we had a couple of complaints.
Yes, the thongs are not big butt friendly.
Big butt friendly. Now, I don't know if the boxers are big butt friendly or anything big friendly. So y'all just have to go on to our online store at smoothdrama.com. Click the online store and check out the nice things that we have.
Well, I've got one comment about our online store, the description for the boxers. If you haven't looked at it, I would encourage you to look and tell us what you think about the description for the boxers. I'm curious if people are thinking the same thing that I was thinking.
I don't know what you're thinking.
It's a different
kind of
message, man.
What's the message?
Talking about it's for the open front adventures.
Open front adventures.
Yeah.
Then going to the bathroom is an adventure?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
Trip to Disneyland.
Woo-hoo! E-ticket ride. Donald Duck.
No.
Okay. Well, we are going to try and give Mr. Sembrano a call here. And
once again, if you have any questions that you would like to ask Mr. Sembrano, you call us up at 646-929-2037.
We'll put you on the air.
Yep.
Don't you want to do that? Put on the air. So, okay, let's see. Mr. Sembrano, if you're listening, we're about to call you. So don't ignore us now.
Well, you can
don't ignore me. You don't want to ignore me.
I hope everybody's surviving. Swine flu?
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me see if we can turn up the volume here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Bruno, how you doing, sir?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Can everybody hear him okay? Send us a chat or whatever. Hello. So, welcome to Smooth Drama, Mr. Ben.
Yeah, if you guys can't hear me, I'll have Marianne and Ginger stir up the coconuts a little bit quicker.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Wait. Do you know who Marianne and Ginger are?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't think half the people know of me.
What? Are you kidding?
Well, you know what? Before our time, dude. I was reading your bio.
Uh-huh.
I'm in your bio, man. You got gray hair yet?
No.
No.
Oh, shit.
I know, but I tell you what, though, all my friends and family that are listening got gray hair.
Are you the one causing it for, you know, doing all the shit that you do? Are you 42? I thought you were older than that.
I will be 43 in July.
What? July what?
15th.
Okay, everybody, July 15th. Send Mr. Sembrano something. You can send it to the studio here. We'll make sure he gets it.
Send it to Smooth Drama Studio.
I should have come up with a radio name like you guys, like Butter Pecan. Is it pecan or pecan?
It's Butter Pecan.
Oh, butter. Okay.
And
then we got Dick Hugger. Oh, you hear
Dick Hugger. Did you hear the explanation of what Dick Hugger is, where he got that name?
Well, I'm sure you're going to tell me, but
now,
go ahead.
Come on. Don't your Coast Guard friends have a nickname for you?
Yeah, well, I got a Japanese name.
What's that?
Big Toe Little Toe.
What?
Big Toe Little Toe.
Big Toe Little Toe.
And yeah, my middle name.
Ooh, wow! I wouldn't have said that on the air. I would have I would have said big little toe, big pole.
Oh, well, the FAA is not going to come knocking on your door, is it?
Oh, no, not absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
But I want to say
all right.
There now. Come on.
Well, do all the listeners know that you and I are related?
No, I didn't want them to know that.
Is this nepotism?
Oh, okay.
Nepotism?
Yeah.
We're
first cousins.
I grew up with him, and I knew him. I knew Ben before he joined the Navy. Way before he joined the Navy. And
if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see Andrea or Butta. You'll see Butta before she was Margarine.
Oh my god!
Back then we called her Parquet.
Yeah. Now that might be a little bit before your
yeah.
Look time for sure.
But as she matured, she became Bada.
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 Make sure you say that right. Bada. So we want to talk about your athletic career. What are you doing now?
Actually, I'm having pizza.
You know, I've watched you on your Facebook page. You always seem to be eating. What's the deal with that?
I know, man. It's just, when you race and train, that's all you do. Well, I'm sure a lot of my friends are listening, and they eat more than me.
Ooh. Man, come on, man.
Hawaii's got a whole bunch of, you know, different cultures of food and stuff, so if you're out here, you know, you got all that food. You got tons of food out here. So all you do is eat. You know, you give directions. You know, you don't give the address, you know, like 112 6th Street East. It's like you turn left at the McDonald's, go up the street to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. Make a right at L&L Drive-In.
We have those guys right now.
What's that?
We have those out here, the Hawaiian Barbecue, L&L.
Yeah. They're actually in New York, too, now, in Las Vegas and all that stuff.
Damn. So, back to your athletic career here.
Hi.
I was reading your bio. It's pretty impressive. Now I noticed when you sent me the email with your bio, it said, if I needed any more info, to Google your name. How does that feel to say you can Google my name?
Uh-huh.
How does that feel? To tell people, if you want to know about me, you can Google my name.
Yeah, Google my name.
It's so beautiful.
Hold on. Now, do you have Wikipedia, though?
Oh, I probably have a, you know, It's not a huge Wikipedia, but I got a Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia is kind of dangerous now because people.
I don't play my Wikipedia all the time, but I do Google.
Okay, big toe, little pole.
Big toe, little pole. Hey.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the thing, car racing. Well, you know I've been doing it for a while.
You're into cycling now, right?
Yeah, I used to do triathlon many years ago, and it just got, it was a lot. I mean, swim, biking, and running, it's after a while, right? It takes the toll, so I just went to cycling, I don't have to think as much.
One of our listeners wants to know, does Ben live in Hawaii now?
Is she single?
Yes.
Do I know her? Yes, I live in Hawaii. Come out and visit.
Can she, look you up? Ben Sombrano should be able to Google you and find you, right? Not difficult to find you in the Coast Guard.
Oh, she in the Coast Guard?
No, you. Now, in reading your bio, you won a gold medal for what?
Hawaii. Well, actually, it was two. Last year, it was a Hawaii State time trial championship. I did a team as a four-man team, and we had one guy, friends of mine, one from the Air Force, one from the Navy, or two from the Navy, and myself. And we won a gold medal in 40K team time trial. It's 25 miles, actually.
Is that running or cycling?
Cycling. It was a team
effort. Front and back, or what?
Oh, yeah, uphill, barefoot, in the snow during winter.
Oh, snow in Hawaii?
Yeah.
In the sand, you mean. Not in the snow, in the sand, right?
No, actually, it was flat and windy, that was friends of mine, and like I said, it was a four-man team. So
being a cyclist and trying to get good time, in the races, do you shag your legs and your head?
My head? No. Hell no. I don't shave my head.
You shave your legs?
Awesome. Yeah, I do. Yeah, actually, I mean, not because I wear pumps and stuff, but...
or do you wax Brazilian wax?
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm from Hawaii. I don't have much hair at all anyway, so it's not like,
Dick over here is
just turning. Cyclists do shave their legs,
Yeah, I know.
I understand the shaving the legs for the track, and I understand. So I'm not, I just had the vision of you shaving your legs, and I had to get that out of my head.
Well, when you do the triathlon, that's part swimming, right?
Yeah, the first part of it is swimming.
Okay, for faster time, do you shave your body?
Some people do. I don't. Like I said, I don't have. I don't have much hair to begin with. The people that look like they grow in, the rainforest on their, chest and arm, they shave. But, you look at the guys that swim in the Olympics. They swim or shave.
Yeah. Right.
But no, I mean, I just do the legs because of, it's for different reasons. If you crash, the bacteria from the the bacteria from the hair, heals quicker on your scab for massage and stuff like that. But I haven't crashed in a while, so I'm knocking on wood. Everybody says I'm due for one, but I'm not.
Well, what's the worst crash that you've had?
I haven't had one in a long time, so I really haven't had a bad crash. So,
but you've crashed.
I fell off the bike, but it was, not like I, did some cartwheels and all that other stuff coming up. But I haven't, like I said, a knock on wood, but I just had a friend of mine just crash here, you know, the day, and yesterday, actually. So, but.
Do you ride every day?
I try to. It's, you know, I ride at lunch or on the weekends. Not every day, you know. I got to take a rest day sometimes, too. I eat every day.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Well, do you eat a lot of carbs?
I used to. You know what? My diet, I don't have a, you know, I have a diet, but it's not like, you know, tofu and rice crackers and stuff like that. I mean,
so what is a triamphalon ideal diet?
Oh, well, I don't do them anymore, but my diet, you know, if you were doing a long distance event, you know, you eat pasta, you know, eat a little bit of protein with chicken or fish, and, you know, a lot of greens, you know, veggies and fruits and stuff like that, a lot of complex and red carbohydrates, actually, but you need those for the longer endurance events, you know, your body burns a lot of calories, so.
The very first triathlon that you did.
Oh, great. Okay.
Was that grueling for you?
Oh, 1992 in Pearl Harbor. Yeah. That was, 1992. It was called the Pacific Warrior Triathlon. And I thought I was going to drown. I got to the halfway point, and there was nobody around. Everybody, I mean, I was the last person. You know, I was on my back doing backstrokes and stuff, thinking I'm going to die in Pearl Harbor, you know. And
wanted to continue doing triathlons. What made you decide to continue doing them?
It just got, every time, you do them, you know, you get faster and faster and faster. And, you know, when you start placing in your age groups or start winning, you know, little medals and stuff like that, it's, you know, you always want to beat somebody, or you always want to do better than you did last time. So the competitive side of is there. You know, that was always there. It's just the body. The body needs a little bit more rest nowadays than it used to.
Why is that?
Because I'm not the young stud I was once when I was in San Diego.
Segue into that topic. Can you please describe yourself for our young single listeners out there? How tall are you?
Is it smooth?
Oh,
com.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
5'7", so is that 67 inches?
Okay, 5'7". How much do you weigh?
Black hair. Light caramel skin.
He said caramel. Should we call you butter pecan?
Caramel, not caramel, right?
Caramel.
No.
Caramel.
You know, 150 somewhat pounds. I mean, no.
Oh, okay. Wonder. Okay. So, you know, anybody that wants a little nut. No,
it didn't. Did she say nuts? Did she say nuts?
Yeah, exactly. She was on that street.
Oh, that's her.
Say
okay.
Yeah. Anybody would like a little bit more information about our guest today, they can Google Ben Zambrano. Or they can send an email to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and we'll make sure that Mr. Zambrano gets all the pertinent information.
Now, why are you trying to set him up with some stalkers?
Stalkers?
Okay, next question.
I don't know about stalkers. Okay.
Are you guys kicking me off already?
No.
Okay.
You know.
That's Butter trying to hook you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, smoothdrama.com.
You know, trying to find you a nice girl.
what else do we need to talk about while we're at it?
You know, because my mom always said, I wish Benny was, oh, excuse me, Ben, find a nice girl.
Okay, moving on. What made you want to get into the triathlon and compete?
What made me?
Yeah.
Friends of mine, they were doing them, you know, and they talked me into it. And like, you know, like any other sport, you know, everybody's trashing each other about how better they were, and they. It was more or less a friend of mine. His name is Greg. He retired out of the Navy. We used to work together. Him and his wife and his kids, they're all in Arizona right now. I don't know if they're probably listening, but he's actually got me started in triathlons. So thanks to Greg and the Kyle family.
And what you doing over there?
I'm nothing. Having some nuts.
He's having some nuts.
No, but thanks. Yeah, the Carr family actually got me involved in triathlons, you know. So that's how it all started and got hooked from there.
Now, I know you were in the Navy and you got out, and why the Coast Guard? Why not
go
back to
the
Navy?
Is Bill Rafferty listening?
Probably is.
Okay. Well, my
is
uncle.
Uncle Bill?
Yeah, he's Uncle Bill.
Okay.
But, you know, I didn't want to. He was my recruiter in the Navy, and he actually retired as a Master Chief, several years back. But
we actually have a caller.
Ooh, we have a caller for you. Maybe it's a. No,
it's a joke. Uh-oh. They're like, shut the hell up.
Hold on 1 second.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Granted, it is a female. Sorry, I'm not trying to hook up with you. Ben, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay. Next caller, please.
Oh, you only taking hookups, huh? No. Anyway, how fast do you ride?
How fast do I ride on my bicycle?
Well, what if
I guess that's what I'm talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about.
We put it this way. We just did a 60-mile ride last Sunday, and the average speed was close to 30 miles an hour for the 60 miles.
So
I've got an excess up. What's that?
Go ahead.
How long did it take to do the 60 miles?
We did it in little over 2 hours.
And then when you guys are done with the bike ride like that, do y'all go out for beers?
Sometimes, not all the time. You know, we'll go out and eat and stuff like that. But we get slower rides. I mean, not all rides are at 30-plus miles an hour. I mean, we go out and have easy rides, too. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, when people come out, we do group rides, you know, so. It all depends what time of the year in training it is.
Cool. Wait, we have a comment.
That's it for me. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Carl. I forgot you were
here.
Thank
you.
We have a comment about you from a fan.
Uh-oh.
It says, Ben is a freak.
Ben's a freak. Who signed that?
And it was actually Dick Tugger's number one fan. Because, you know, how fast you ride. And then you made the comment on my bike. But
yeah. Well, I had a motorcycle, too. So, you know, when I was
older. That's right. I saw pictures of that. How did you get how did you get that to be in a photo shoot?
One of the guys I work with was a photographer, Mike Vecchione, in Hampton Roads, and that was one of his models, and we used my bike in there. Somebody told me it was porn on Facebook, so I took it off.
Who told you that?
They were just messing. It was like, no, they were she modeled. That was her first actually modeling gig, and they used her on the sports bike.
Yeah.
But,
it didn't look like porn to me, but I mean, I may have
I'm just messing around.
Porn. It was a model on his bike that was leaning backwards. You know, she was in that scantily clad outfit, But it wasn't porn to me.
No, I was. I was messing with
it. That is tasteful.
It is. I mean, I wouldn't post anything untasteful. You know, but, you know, that's cool. But anyway.
Now, are all your Coast Guard friends and your family athletes and everybody listening?
Are they all athletes?
Are they all listening to the show?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, everybody's probably, I'm sure they are. Call in.
Call in. You can call us at 646-929-2037. We'd love to hear some stories about Ben as he was growing up, as you knew him outside of the military.
Oh, you know, let's have a Grandma Jeannie call.
Grandma Jeannie.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, she's much older than you, isn't she?
Yeah, so let's have Grandma Jeannie call or Auntie Patty or, you know,
Uncle
somebody.
Gail, somebody. Call us at 646-929-2037. I'm sure that he'd like to take any questions on the air. Anybody
right
else that, you know, wants to call in, we welcome the call. Do you have any questions for Mr. Sombrano? Did I cut you off?
No, not at all. Actually, I mean, I was going to ask you if you miss competing in the triathlons and that, you know, the competitive edge, but you sound like you're still competing.
No, I don't miss it because I do it in cycling. So, you know, it's just as competitive. In fact, even, you know, more, it's harder in cycling. So I really don't miss it because it's always there. But I hate to lose. I guess people will tell you that. But I guess you can say I'm over-competitive.
Have you always been like that?
I don't know. I don't think I have, huh?
What? Are you asking me? I mean, at what point did you become very competitive?
I think after I got out, probably from the Navy, because everyone, you know, my mom had cancer. I started taking care of myself better.
Oh, you have a caller.
I have.
What?
Caller, you're on there.
Hi.
Caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can I talk to Benny Boy?
Hi, Grandma.
I wasn't going to say it on the air, but, you know. Benny Boy, that was his nickname.
What's up, Jeannie? How you doing?
Why are you calling me Grandma?
We're just trying to spice up the show, you know. I'm trying to help boost ratings like Larry King.
Well, you know, he spiced up the show as soon as he said little toe, big pull.
Big pull? Man, my middle name is Little Pull. My middle name is Little Pull.
Well, I have to say that I am very surprised of how athletic he is now compared to when he was growing up.
He's not grown up yet.
Well, everybody's not competitive when they're growing up. But
we knew you with the big old beer belly, smoking cigarettes.
Drinking beer.
Partying. And
I was partying with you guys, though.
Hey. You didn't need someone else that.
Oh, well, next question, next caller, please.
I have a lot of single friends.
Just tell them Google me.
he doesn't play with his Wikipedia, but he does play with Google.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
All right, bye. Bye, Benny Boy.
Bye.
He keeps calling you Benny Boy.
Does your mom call
you that still?
No, she don't even call me. I just found out today my dad retired last week. I was like, when was the party? Yeah. I'm like, when was the party? They're like, oh, he had one last week.
And you didn't get, you weren't invited?
It was for his work, actually. We didn't have a family party.
He has a family party for retirement.
We do.
What?
Oh, in Hawaii, you know, these people from Hawaii, they have parties for everything.
Everything.
I mean,
any season, the party. You don't understand, man.
Yeah, man. And then they got to cook the pig. You know, it's a lot of work. If you're not the one having the party, if the party's not for you, you're working your ass off.
Mm.
Trust me.
Because other people volunteer you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like the coconut will fall from the tree. Party! You know, it's just, or something, you know. It's a party for everything out here. So.
You got a thing for coconuts, don't you?
Okay.
Coconuts, yeah.
Well, we got a question from Biker High, who asked, has Ben ever been married?
No, but if you are single and make about $60,000 a year, Google me.
Only $60,000?
Well, for starters, you know.
Come on now, shoot higher.
No.
What, $60,000 in medical benefits? What else you need?
Wait,
you don't need medical benefits? You don't need the medical benefits, do you?
Who, me? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't, well, not right now, but, you know, you never know what can happen. You know, you might, you know, you never know. But
why you couldn't insure it?
He said $60,000.
Thank you, Biker High. With email.
Yes.
Call. Don't you?
Move,
yeah,
so, I know, call us. Give us a call.
Call us, so, yeah, call us so we have caller ID so I can call you back.
And so that we know if you're a man or a woman.
Yeah, you know. But if you don't know if you're a man or a woman, don't call at all.
I know.
It's like, hi, this is Pat.
There's some problems there.
Well, anyway, I'm going to the Big Island this weekend. We got a big race up there.
You're
doing the Hawaii State Champions, the Big Island Time Trial Championships this weekend. So I'm leaving tomorrow.
You're competing in that?
Uh-huh. Out in Kona, Hawaii.
Awesome.
So,
wow. Do you have to register way in advance for these things?
Normally the cycling races, you don't have to. Big races like triathlons and stuff like that, it builds up fast. But for cycling, I mean, just it's one sport. You can sign up even on race, most of the time on race day. But race directors and stuff, they'd rather have you sign up before, so you know, they don't have to scramble, you know, on race day, but
so
I'm guilty of that.
Are you, like, training, like, your own team or, I mean, like, youngsters? I mean, like, mentoring young triathletes and future bikers? Cyclists?
Well, right now I bike for a team out here. It's Team Cambio, you know, a part of Hele Wireless Broadband. I'm sure, hear that? I did my plug.
Hey, there you go.
Yep, and you know, I'm on their cycling team. I'm sure a couple of them are listening right now, but you know, pretty much with, you know, doing stuff with them, and we race as a team. I'm not doing too many mentoring stuff right now, but I do ride with some folks that are, you know, beginning to ride or just recreational riders and help them out. So if you're out there, call and tell them I am. But, you know, I don't do as much as when I was in Virginia where we used to hold clinics and stuff like that. I'm a little bit busier now, actually, with work. So, you know, I find it kind of hard to do sometimes.
You know, we've been talking about your athletic career. What do you do in the Coast Guard, for the Coast Guard?
Right now I am a recruiter.
Now
is that going well?
Oh, it's going very well. Yeah. Recruiter. I'm a recruiter out here in Hawaii.
Do you just say anything to get people to join, or I mean, are you completely upfront with them about the card?
Well, I'm upfront. I mean, you got to tell them how it is. You know, I mean, I can't speak for any other branches or recruiting, but as for us, you know, we only have 5 Coast Guard recruiters out of the whole Hawaii, you know, whole Hawaiian Islands. And, you know, pretty much we tell it how it is. I mean, you know, this is what we can offer and this is what we got. I mean, you know, there's no sense of telling, I can get you this and I can get you that just to get them come in. But, you know, we pretty much give them options. So this is what, you know, this is what we can offer, you know, option 1 or option 2. And we let them decide. You know, if they want to do it, then we'll help them along the way.
So is the Coast Guard a strenuous job? And bloggers would like to know, what's the age limit to enlist?
Active duty side, you can from 17 to 30, actually. We can, if you're prior service, we can take all the way up to 34. If you do not have more than 6 years of active duty in, you know, in your prior service shop.
Now,
you must have a high school diploma. So if you're not in school, go back to school, get your diploma.
Oh, that discludes, that just, you know, most of our listeners.
I'm
sorry.
Well, look, your switchboard's going to light up.
That's all right. I kind of say whatever, you know, later. But
yeah.
You being in the Navy and now, you know, in the Coast Guard, what's the difference between the two? I mean, what do you, as far as policies and procedures?
Policies and procedures, pretty much the same as far as the UCMJ, Uniform Military Military Code of Military Justice, that stays the same. You know, you're still governed under, you know, you're still part of the military, so you still got to, you know, uphold, you know, your demeanor and your, you know, your social responsibility. I mean, when you're in uniform, you know, regardless where you're at, you know, people look at you, and, you know, so it's the same, pretty much, and you're still held accountable for, you know, the same actions, you know, you do, so. There's not much difference, just that the Coast Guard's a little bit smaller than the Navy, just a little bit. So we're a little bit more tighter. Everyone knows each other pretty much. You will always run across someone that you have served with at a unit prior to tour, or someone that knew your boss or knew you or somebody like that. So it's a smaller branch.
So you won a gold medal, right?
Gold medal, yes.
Wait, you've won 2.
Well, you know, who's counting, but yeah.
So, I mean, do you have them on display at the house, or do you have them in a safe deposit box, and what kind of sponsorship?
Well,
what does a gold medal entail?
It's actually pewter that's painted gold, so it's just sitting in my damn shoebox. it's not really a gold medal, but I'm wearing it right now. I just leave them. I have a little, I don't know, display cabinet, I guess. What do you call those? Curio?
Curio cabinet?
That would be curio, yeah. What do you call it? Curio. Guys call it a glass cabinet. and it is sitting there with some of the other awards. Curio. That sounds like a curio. But they're sitting in it. Yeah, they're sitting in there. I mean, most of my awards are in there. I mean, it's just good.
How many awards do you have?
I don't know. I haven't counted, but several.
You have counted.
Wow.
Who's counted?
Too many to count.
The curio's full.
The curio's full.
The glass shelf cabinet is full now.
Yeah. It's over the I've been racing for 15 years, so
Well, I know, you know, what I was asking when I was saying, what does a gold medal entail? Because, you know, I see a lot of people like your Michael Phelps, you know, they get gold medals. And, I mean, do sponsors approach you at that point? Or is it just like, here's your gold medal, peace?
Thank you. Have a nice day. Oh, well, thank you for comparing us to Michael Phelps. But,
I mean, hey, you got multiple golds. You got multiple golds, so, you know.
He got the real gold. My gold's pink. But, I forgot what you just asked me. threw me off. Butter threw me off.
There's a lot of athletes who get, they go for the gold, and some of them, they remain, quote-unquote, amateur and keep collecting golds. And I'm like, is there, like, some money there to be had?
At some level, at the elite level, there is money. The professional level, there is money. Some races, age groupers, what we call them, or elite athletes, age groupers, or just the all-around athletes, you get first place is gold, then second bronze, or second silver, and then bronze. So they can be, top age group athletes, and, but most of them hold full-time jobs, 40, 60-hour a week jobs and still competing. And that's the difference between a professional athlete and a normal athlete. You're working and have families and all that, and still competing at a level, and especially the people in the military, because those, they get deployed and they race when they can, and they still do exceptionally well. So, I'm just fortunate that I'm not deployed right now, and I could race. I have the opportunity to race on the weekends, but there are some people, friends of mine, and others out there, overseas and trying to maintain fitness, race. So, hats off to them. For being there. So,
cool. How many bikes do you have?
Oh God. Well, a couple. Why don't you ask the callers to call in and tell you how many bikes I have?
That would mean that they were either stalking you.
I have a couple. I have a couple bikes.
So. Yeah, because I've got a 12-speed. I'm like, what's the difference between my 12-speed and...
Damn, you got a 12-speed.
I got a 12-speed, man. I bike on the weekends, but it's not as intense as your 69.
Man, you got Nintendo or Dreamcast?
No, I don't even play video games, sir. I'm a non-video gamer. I actually bike and ride it. I can... oil the chain and all that.
Well,
I go 6
12-speed. Yeah, 12-speed. It's usually 6 gears in the back and 2 gears in the front. So that's how you get the 12-speed. That's good for recreation, cycling and stuff like that. I mean, you're not going to race with that. I mean, you could, I guess, if you were like Lance Armstrong or somewhere like that. But that's for fitness.
Come in last.
No. I mean, if you should go and try one of those races. Look around. You can go to, I think it's active.com, and find races and events in your area, So, and San Diego is a hotbed of cycling and triathlon, so.
Yeah.
You have not seen Dick Tugger, so I wouldn't suggest
that. Well, you always start. Look at, you can always start.
I mean, great.
Always start. Look.
Yeah,
but do you have a six pack?
Actually, I got 3 beers left in my fridge.
I can't.
two Bud and 1 Belgium.
I mean,
who emailed you? Who emailed you to tell you to say that? Not
no.
Keg.
Grandma Jeannie?
Call it a keg. Grandma Jeannie, I have a keg.
Yeah, we knew you when you could drink a keg. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, that was back in my younger days. You know, everybody in there.
I had a man's dirty laundry.
Well, my Grandma Jeannie called and called him Benny Boy.
Like, we know anything about that.
Well, he's the one that said big toe, little pull.
Big toe, middle toe, little pull.
Say that fast, three times.
No. Well, so I know you heard about this, swine flu? Y'all got any
what about that swine flu? Man, I had pork chops. I had pork chops the other night. I hope my pig didn't have the flu. But, that's just some crazy stuff, man.
Didn't you have a pig growing up?
Have a what?
Didn't you have a pig growing up?
A pig?
You had a pet pig, didn't you?
Not me.
Oh, it must have been some other.
I thought it was a dog. My parents lied. I sat many of them telling it to bark.
Well, a couple of the bloggers are asking, can they get a ride? And they were asking if you would oil their chain.
If I would oil their chain. Well, if the gears were right, I would oil their chain.
And what would make the gears right? Please explain.
I don't know. You never know.
Tall? Short?
Tall, short.
Is that a gear?
Blonde?
Is that a gear?
Blonde.
You like blonde?
I don't know.
Blonde is a gear?
As long as she is, what I would say. I'm trying to be politically correct.
That's okay. You don't need to be politically correct on this show.
Well, I don't want somebody to email me. It don't matter. I mean, as long as they're not like, you know, Chewbacca. I mean, hell. They'd be like, honey, I'm home.
Wouldn't that sound good sometimes?
What's that? I mean, as long as I don't have to comb my wife every month.
Here we are trying to fix you up. Are you dating?
No. Who are you going to fix me up with?
No, I would.
Come on. Asking that on the air?
I know. That's not mutton. See, that's my cousin. That's my family. They've been doing that for years.
Fada, you know, I like to push the limit. I'll ask anything. You don't have to answer me. But, you know, Come on, now our listeners know how I am.
Yeah. Somebody help my cousin. He doesn't care with Wikipedia.
We're going to update your Wikipedia tonight.
I'm going to have to go just so I can say, I'll play with the Wikipedia.
We have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Ben. This is Kelly. Can you hear me? Hello.
We can hear Ben. It's Kelly.
Okay, Ben. I just wanted to say I ride with the HAC team on Hickam Air Force Base.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi. I just wanted to say he's a team player when he rides with us. I've been riding for about a year, and so I'm not that fast, but he helps a few of us out there.
You have improved. Kelly has improved like 300%. She went from a recreational rider, and she now races.
We're here to talk about you. What?
But yeah, Kelly's out there. She's out there, and you know, we ride on Tuesdays and stuff. I used to ride with them with the Hickam Area Cycling Club, and I still do, even though I'm on a different team this year. But they're awesome, and
I just wanted to call in and he's just, you know, we need help on the ride sometimes. We get tired, and so someone will get in front of you and give you a chance to catch your breath. And so that's what he's out there helping the new riders do. So just wanted to call and let you guys know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Joey.
Okay, bye, Van.
Bye. Okay, now I can pay her
for
$5.
For a second there, it sounded like you didn't know who that was.
Well, I didn't, you know.
You know that many women?
Oh, yeah, you know, Facebook.
You're so helpful, Ben.
Facebook.
You get in front of them and let them catch their breath.
Yeah, actually they call that drafting. When a rider gets in front of another rider, you actually like breaking the wind, so you conserve more energy. If you're the second rider, you don't have the wind resistance, and you'd be able to ride faster. And it's like, you know, draft like NASCAR. You know?
Okay. Well, one of our we have a question, and they're asking, what do you think about BMX in the Olympics?
What I think about being in the Olympics?
No, BMX. In the Olympics, like BMX.
BMX. Oh, you know what? You know, that's a sport, too. I mean, I think if we can get as much sports into the Olympics, I think it's great. I mean, you know, BMX riders, they work, you know, that's still working, you know, to move a bicycle and stuff like that, but that's cool. I don't have nothing against it. I think it's the more sports you have in the Olympics, the better. I mean, yeah, that's cool. I mean, they even got those, they probably put those extreme stuff, because they got snowboarding and half pipes and all that stuff now, so.
Cool. Very cool. And she wants to know, does he ever train kids?
Ever train kids? Well, my parole officer told me, no, I couldn't live near a playground. I used to, you know, when I was in Virginia, we had a junior development team on our cycling team where we helped juniors, you know, progress into the cycling. So I don't do that now. Like you said, I don't have a whole lot of time, but I've done it in the past.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I hear a dog.
I train my nieces and nephew.
On a tricycle?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think for kids, you know, that'd be great, but you know, you got to think safety first. Helmet, you know, make sure they got a helmet and they're wearing proper protective gear. You know, I mean, because like 90% of the falls on bikes result in head injuries. So.
So what is the proper protective gear?
What's that?
What is the proper protective gear?
Helmet, you always want to have a proper fitting helmet, you know. I know a lot of kids or some people are like, you know, I don't look cool, but they do sell really cool helmets. Helmet, shoes, you got to have shoes, you know. In Hawaii, you know, they've got flip-flops and slippers and slippers, bro.
Yeah, I wear shoes to ride my bike.
We wear shoes.
Wear shoes, you know, and... You know, you want to have eyewear if you can afford some, you know, the sunglasses or kind of thing. But for kids, you know, you might want to throw on, if they're learning, you know, some elbow pads or knee pads. So as long as you have a helmet and shoes, that's a big thing.
What kind of dog do you have?
What kind of what?
Dog.
Oh, what kind of dog? She's barking. You guys hear her barking in the back? She sees a cat. She goes crazy. She goes crazy when she sees pussy.
Well, another one of our questions is, do you do a lot of mountain riding or trail riding?
I do not do any trail riding. I haven't done trail riding in about 3 years. I used to. I got a mountain bike, but I don't ride off-road. I have a lot of friends that mountain bike. It's technical. You know, it's a technical sport, mountain biking, and it takes it's a different kind of breed. You know, it's not like road racing. It's you know, you gotta watch the road or the trails and
don't, you know, like wild animals.
wild animals?
Yeah. What? I mean, because, you know, you start talking about trails and mountain riding, y'all have, like, wild animals out there. I mean,
oh, you know what? I think in California, I remember reading that a girl was mountain biking, she got attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah, they live in the mountains.
Yeah, some places, you know, I guess they do have animals. I mean, most places don't, but California probably, you know, up in the California mountains. I don't know what they got, like, in Oregon, like Bigfoot and stuff, so.
Yeah, I've tried to avoid Bigfoot all my life.
Bigfoot. I've always been successful. I feel like riding your mountain bike and coming up on soft squash.
Yeah, that's probably
not. No, it's a safe sport. Mountain biking is a safe sport because you just got to respect the trails, you know. Some trails are off limit, you know, some places, but just respect them, you know, watch out for people hiking.
All right, well, I can tell you this, dude, after, you know, I ride bikes and knowing what you did as far as triathlons and riding the 60 miles and whatnot, you my idol.
No, I'm just a normal bike rider, you know. Or,
that's a little bit past normal bike rider, dude. That is amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you know what? Cycling is not an individual sport. It's a team sport. Cycling. So you know, most of the races, you know, it's a lot of teamwork. I have a lot of friends and a lot of teammates on different teams throughout the state that actually did races with me that helped me out. So I'm pretty happy with that. You know, it's not just, that's what I like about cycling. It's, you know, you need teammates, you need friends out there.
Well, if we start our Smooth Drummer bike team, will you help us out?
Oh, yeah, man. I wouldn't mind running Smooth Drummer. I gotta come up with a name though, you know, if I do that. Yeah.
He's not gonna call you Little Pole though.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure something out.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll come up with a really good
name. You know. Yeah, we could come up with a name like Cialis or
What
did you say?
Cialis.
Yeah. You ever seen that commercial? The pill
yeah.
that gives you gassy discharge. Yeah, the commercial that gives you gassy discharge, headache, nausea, vomiting. That's tough.
Amongst other things, and if, you know, for more than 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that would be
contact your doctor. Hell, if that was me, 4 hours, I don't contact my doctor. I'd be going out.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We have 90 seconds left. So,
oh, okay. Well,
you know,
that was fun. This was awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Okay.
Hopefully you will continue to listen to Smooth Drummer. We'll have updates.
Oh, yeah, I will. A lot of friends are probably going to archive and listen to the recorded show because they're all, you know, like midnight on the East Coast.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Nice.
It was awesome.
You feel like you want to come on and discuss something?
Please.
Hit us up.
Let us
know. Yeah.
Open invite.
Yeah, call anytime. Well, let me know. I mean, I'm like a couple hours, you know, give me some heads up. I'm more happy to help you guys out.
Cool. Well, thank you for, you know, sharing your story with our listeners. And for those of you, you can check our online store at smoothdrama.com. You can also stay up to date by texting the word Smooth Drama to 41411 on your mobile device, and we'll send you alerts on upcoming events. On that note, we'd like to say goodnight and see you on Tuesday night. Thank you. Thank you, Benny.
Be there, be square.
Aloha.
Aloha. Good night.
Good night.